National Radio Club.
Heidi Xers, welcome to the November edition of Market Scope, the monthly air check column where we try to catch something noteworthy in the radio biz. Recently, we received, in a plain brown wrapper, a recording of a new Pittsburgh radio station staffed by a bunch of primos.
You're listening to Great Oldies on WNRC Pittsburgh, a National Radio Club radio station.
It's 6 o'clock.
Welcome to the convention.
That's Elvis. Thank you very much. And I'd be Fred here at the National Radio Club Convention, 5 past the hour of 6 o'clock in the morning on our diamond anniversary of the National Radio Club. Can you believe it? We're here in Pittsburgh and we're celebrating the 250th anniversary of the city as well as our 75th anniversary. Great to be here. Glad to have you along. Here's Wilson Pickett. Don't Knock My Love from 1520 WNRC.
The United States dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning.
And if anybody doesn't recognize that voice, that great voice from the 60s, that's the late, great Byron McGregor, news director of CKLW, the biggest of all eights. And speaking of eights, 8 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock in the morning with Fred on your radio. Hey, Sunday morning, we're going to open up the convention with the NRC DX examination. Then at 11 o'clock, we're all going to depart for a ride to PNC Park, home field of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh's got a team? Oh, yeah, okay. And this is going to be via the Gateway Clipper Fleet. The game that afternoon is against the Milwaukee Brewers. All Brewers fans are expected to sit in the back of the bus. Hey, here's Glenn Frey. You belong to the city on 1520 WNRC.
WNRC Pittsburgh remembers the year
1958.
1520 WNRC. Good morning. 18 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock in the morning, with Fred on your Super Heterodyne radio receiver or your Sony ICF-10, whatever ammunition you brought with you to the convention for your radio listening. We're broadcasting from our secret hotel room located someplace in this hotel complex. However, we ask that you do not try to find us. Do not knock on doors trying to locate us. Otherwise, you might have an extension cord thrown on you, and then a large amount of water.
You think you know what radio is, but there is a radio you may not have yet discovered. Amateur radio, or as it is often called, ham radio.
Go get a barracuda from your pen, man, dealing man.
Good morning, 20 minutes after the hour of 6 in the morning, with Fred on Convention Radio WNRC. Let's take a look at Pittsburgh happenings. The Andy Warhol Museum is located on Pittsburgh's north side. This museum provides an insight into contemporary art and popular culture. Andy Warhol was one of the most influential American artists of the 20th century, and he just happened to be a Pittsburgh native, which explains a lot.
A fate worse than death.
Carnegie Science Center is a fun-filled, first-hand look at science and technology with more than 250, that's right, kiddies, 250 exciting hands-on exhibits. A four-story Omnimax theater, a world-class planetarium, and an authentic World War II vintage submarine, which I understand John Malachy is using for the submarine races on Sunday night. And the Frick Car and Carriage Museum is for you if you are a lover of history of old cars. It's a wonderful way to while away a Pittsburgh afternoon. Other ways to spend your time include the Frick Art Museum, the Greenhouse, the Frick's Children's Playhouse, and Clayton and Frick Family Home. So while you're here in Pittsburgh, you can have a frickin' good time just by hanging out and enjoying Convention Radio WNRC. Let's go back to 1966, a number 140 song, Try Too Hard. Here's the Dave Clark Five on NRC.
Tell me, do you want my love?
WNRC, the convention station. Good morning, 24 minutes after the hour of 6 in the morning with Fred here from Convention Radio WNRC. I was talking with one of our ladies who are attending the convention, and she was telling me all about her mood ring. It's kind of a neat little ring. Her husband bought it for her because he was kind of unhappy with her mood swings. And he bought her this mood ring, and it can monitor her moods. And she's discovered that when she's in a good mood, the ring actually turns green. Now, when she's in a bad mood, it leaves a big, fat, red mark on his forehead. So maybe the next time, you know, he'll buy her a diamond. Great music coming your way here from Convention Radio. This is Sister Sledge. It's called He's the Greatest Dancer, a song that was written about John Malachy doing table dances at the bar last night here at the hotel on NRC.
Fred really is two radios short of a ground system.
You're all a bunch of freaks.
I think I'm going crazy.
WNRC Pittsburgh, a National Radio Club radio station.
What the hell does that mean?
WNRC, the convention station. Good morning to you. Danny and the Juniors at the Hop on Convention Radio, broadcasting somewhere from our secret little announce booth. Not necessarily sheetrock, but it is a hotel room in the hotel here. And we're having a great time here at the 2008 National Radio Club Convention. Do you know Will Rogers or know who he was? He had some great sage advice for people, such as never slap a man who's chewing tobacco. Never kick a cow chip on a hot day. There are two theories to argue with a woman about, and neither of them works. And never miss a good chance to shut up. I just thought of another one that he probably didn't think about. Never talk to a DXer at ID time. Convention Radio WNRC. Try to figure out the lyrics of this song. This is a guy by the name of Weird Al. And you, well, you know the rest right here on Convention Radio WNRC.
WNRC Pittsburgh remembers the year
1964.
WNRC, the convention station. Good morning. Let's see. It's about 20 minutes before the hour, 7 o'clock. I can't find my watch. I put it down someplace, and I can't find it now. So, well, we'll just have to kind of roll with it, I guess. Broadcasting from the 2008 National Radio Club Convention, I am Fred, your DX Audio Service Editor. We got a lot of great talent here on the radio station today. Well, actually, we got some people on the radio station, and we'll tell you all about it coming up after the break.
I've been in the broadcast industry for over 30 years now. I've worked in a number of different cities, from New York City to Detroit.
Help Smokey Bear celebrate his 60th birthday. Prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Great Lakes Forest Fire Compact.
Good morning, 1520 WNRC and WNRC FM 100.3. I am Fred, your DX Audio Service Editor, here for the 2008 National Radio Club Convention. I'd like to welcome all our conventioneers to the convention. We're having a great time, and you probably hear some great voices here on Convention Radio, and if you'd like to be a part of that, it's real easy to do. If you'd like to be a part of Convention Radio, all we ask is that you help us out during the year on different things with the magazine or with the club in general. Just volunteer to do a few things, and you too can be some of that high-priced talent. Well, you can be some of the voices on WNRC. One of those voices is Wally Walrow, who comes up right after I do here on Convention Radio. And Wally is a real great guy. Just, you know, salt of the earth. I really like working with him on different projects. But not the best mathematical wizard. I know that he was having some trouble with some math on an invoice, and he asked his secretary, you know, he says, hey, I know you graduated from Texas A&M, and maybe you can help me here. If I was to give you $20,000 minus 14%, how much would you take off? And she looked at him and smiled and says, oh, everything but the earrings. Here's Blue Oyster Cult on Convention Radio WNRC. Let's not fear the Reaper. He's here because you are.
All of times have come.
The Convention Station.
I have a big head.
It's Wally on the radio from 9 till noon.
Weirdo.
WNRC.
The Spinners on the Amazing AM. Amazing because we're back for another year. 1520 WNRC live from the NRC convention this year in Pittsburgh. Ann and Nancy Wilson up next. Magic Man on NRC. The sisters from Seattle, Ann and Nancy Wilson, Magic Man 1975, if I'm not mistaken, the year for that. We are at the NRC convention. I'm Wally, and as usual, just a whole bunch of things going on for the diamond anniversary of our fine organization. Sort of co-celebrating with the city of Pittsburgh. They're doing 250 years as a city, or as a burg, you might say. Also other things convention related, of course, the tours that are ongoing, transmitter tours, station tours, and then, of course, there are things like the group photo at 5, the banquet Saturday night, along with the business meeting and the infamous auction and whatnot. Pirates game tomorrow, Sunday. The lowly Pirates, but, you know, there's always next season. And other upcoming things that you need to remember, that the fact that we are giving out QSLs. So if you hear the station, don't forget to send in for your QSL card, because we would love to give you a WNRC QSL.
Could be a proud owner of a WNRC QSL.
How?
Write down enough program details to clearly prove you listen to the convention station. Send the report to your convention host. Then you'll get your very own WNRC QSL card and receive good vibes and happy karma.
Cool.
Only from the convention station.
Yeah.
WNRC.
This is everything I've ever wanted.
The next song is called Speedo. I don't think they were talking about a summer Olympic swimsuit.
Boom, boom, boom.
NRC convention.
Watch out, Batman. This could be tricky.
WNRC.
WNRC 1520 100.3, the convention station, WNRC. Motown Gold on WNRC. Martha and the Vandellas, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? In the things to do in Pittsburgh for itinerant NRCers department, the Carnegie Science Center has a fun-filled first-hand look at science and technology. They've got more than 250 exhibits. Most of them are hands-on. They've got a four-story OmniMax theater. Those are always a ton of fun. A planetarium and an authentic World War II submarine. You can check it out if you like. Don Henley and Don Felder are both responsible for probably the greatest song the Eagles have ever recorded. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Hotel California, Gold, right here on WNRC.
Pittsburgh remembers the year
1976.
WNRC WNRC at a fifth of Beethoven, remembering disco from 1976. According to the notes here, it made it up to number 13 back then. Walter Murphy, the Big Apple Band, the name of the group, in case you forgot. Well, no accounting for taste, as they say. A couple of things to remind you about. The DX examination. Yeah, John Bowker's not here this year, but we're still going to attempt it. Test your knowledge about DX radio stations, all the minutia and fun that goes into the hobby. That will be Sunday morning around 9 o'clock or so. See if you can pass the big test. Don't forget also on Sunday a trip out to PNC Park. And we'll go see Pittsburgh playing the Milwaukee Brewers as part of this year's 75th annual convention for the National Radio Club.
Damn TV presents Real Marketing Genius.
Real Marketing Genius.
Today we salute you, Miss I Don't Know How to View a Rough Cut Lady.
For facts about RFE in East Europe, write Radio Free Europe, Box 1971, Mount Vernon, New York.
The convention station, WNRC. You're spending your morning with Wally, and I can brag about this. I got to meet B.B. King a few years back, and I actually have a B.B. King guitar pick in my collection of minutia and stuff and junk and whatnot. And just a really nice, down-to-earth gentleman. This is probably his signature song, The Thrill Is Gone. Another great oldie that you're hearing right here on WNRC. Did you know that he was once a disc jockey on the famed Memphis station WDIA? He was known as BB Blues Boy King. The thrill is gone on WNRC. Now the Starship continue right here on WNRC.
Restless.
1520, 100.3, the convention station, WNRC.
Years of listening to radio. You're listening to Great Oldies on WNRC Pittsburgh.
Hey, take that, corporate radio. Remember to put Market Scope on your Christmas list. We desperately need air checks and market profiles from you guys. Should you be so generous, send them to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. I, along with my air check-loving cat, Captain Whammo, would be most grateful. And now, here are the musings from the members.
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings Line 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open. When you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
It's Mark Marino from Crystal Lake, Illinois. I found out a little bit about why WBBM and the score turn off their IBOC during ball games. It apparently has something to do with how the signal is being received further away from Chicago, and listeners in cars are having trouble or something. I don't know the exact story, but that's what I've heard so far.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. First of all, sincere words of thanks to everyone in Pittsburgh. I really enjoyed the convention. It was just out of this world. It was just beyond words. I enjoyed everything. The food there was nice. The people were wonderful. And I enjoyed being able to go to the Pirate game on Sunday. I could not have been treated nicer. Up here, 820 CHAM, CHAM in Hamilton, Ontario. Unfortunately, the day after Labor Day, after playing nothing but Christmas music all Labor Day weekend, they went to talk and dropped the country classics format that they had. CHML is already such a successful talk station that I think it might be a little bit hard for them to compete against that, but we'll see how things go. There are so many other talk stations within their same listening area, too, St. Catharines and several stations around Toronto and the general area. Rochester, New York experienced some changes. the station on 950 went all sports and has the ESPN package now, so I don't know what will happen to WHTK on 1280 because they were with ESPN before. And also on 990, we have a call letter change again, WDCX, the new religious station in Rochester. Those call letters were on FM in Buffalo for quite a long time. And also, it was not true about the station in Sarnia dropping their AM. The AM is going to stay on. The FM was more or less just to cover the general area around the city where you might go into some buildings where AM radio might not have come in as well as you wanted it to. About the station in Winnipeg, CBW, that someone asked about, I've had it in San Francisco, I've had it in Pensacola, Florida. That station does really get out on 990. It really is a powerhouse CBC station, and it's done very, very well for an awful long time. I want to say thanks, too, to a station in Greenville, Pennsylvania, WGRP, for the Country Classic. We were listening to some of that in the car that I rode in going down and back. And also there was a nice station in Washington, Pennsylvania, not far out of Pittsburgh, that in 01 and again this year did a very nice job with the Country Classics. And also I got to try out a couple of radios that had to do with ultralight DXing. However, if I were to get one, I would want one that had external speakers. I've really been advised by another blind friend of mine now not to buy one, but I will ultimately try some out in the stores when I get the chance, and so on and so forth, because all of us have to make our own judgment. And I'm looking forward sincerely to Allentown, Pennsylvania next year. I've been through there before, and I think it's a nice little city, and I am ready, Lord willing, to really enjoy myself and for all of us to enjoy ourselves there next year. And thank everyone again who was at the convention for your kindness to me.
Hi there, this is Don Finney of Miami, Florida. I turned on the radio about 4:30 on 24th of September 2008, and I tuned into 8:80 a.m., and it was WZAB. They were playing some Christian music, and they kept playing it off and on. There was a little dead air for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then they kept going to about 5:30, playing most of the time they played music. And they said, quote, "You're listening to WZAB Sweetwater, 880 on your AM dial between some of the songs." And they're supposed to come on the air sometime on the 1st of October 2008. That's what I was told by one of the station people at the WMCU AM 1080, which is WZAB 880, I'm told, is on their tower. So that's the report for the moment. Thank you very much.
Hello, Fred and DX Audio Service subscribers. Paul Burkhart calling from Little Rock, Arkansas. And we'd like to ask about the ultralight radios that were discussed in past issues of the DX Audio Service. Where can we find such radios here in Arkansas? What stores, well, not just in Arkansas, but what stores could we contact that have such radios? I was talking with Radio Shack, and I was talking with Best Buy, and they don't carry those radios.
Hi, this is John German from Elmira Heights. If I was president of radio today, there would be no sports talk, news talk, or politics. No robots, and last but not least, there would be everything would be run locally.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. Well, it looks official. It looks like it's going to happen. 880 WZAB will be on the air sometime Wednesday, October 1st. They will be mainly business and local talk radio. WKAT, the Big Cat, 1360, will become Radio Loose, or Radio Light in Spanish, beginning October 1st. 1420 in Omaha is now known as Radio Loose. WKAT and 1420 in Omaha are both owned by Salem Communications, and 880 is also owned by Salem Communications.
This is Tim Hendel from Huntsville. I have two questions. On the October AM switch, it was said that a station in Alabama on 1380 was moving to Indiana on 1030. How can this be called a move? It seems to me it's a question of one station going dark and an entirely new station coming on the air. And also, I'd like to know these FM translators, which are going to carry AM stations, about what is their average power and what's the most power that one of these translators can run? And what kind of a justification does the AM station have to make to the FCC to be granted one of these translators? I personally think that more and more translators covering and cluttering up the FM band, is just not a good thing for radio listeners or hobbyists and DXers.
Hello, Fred and DX members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Well, we've had quite a bit of changes here in the Washington, D.C. radio market. I will begin with 820, which is now WWFD, and they are carrying Federal News Radio. 1050 AM, which used to be Federal News Radio, is now WTOP AM. And, of course, they're simulcasting with 103.5. And 1500 AM, which used to be WWWT, is now the new home of WFED, Federal News Radio.
Greetings, audio service subscribers. Paul Burkhart from Little Rock, Arkansas. And this is October the 12th. I have a question. In surveying the AM dial here in Little Rock, we have a couple of interesting situations here. We have a what used to be a sports station at 1380 KDXE. They've become Spanish. There's also a Spanish station at 1440. I'd like to know why would they need two Spanish stations in Little Rock? Also, there are stations at 760, which is a religious station, as is 880, as is 1050, which is religious. 1090 is KAAY, which is religious. And 920 is KARN, which is news and talk and some sports. KPZK at 1250, which is simulcast with KIPR at 92.3, which is hip-hop and R&B, and that is that we have a lot more FM stations in Little Rock area than our AM stations. Has anybody heard of anything so bizarre in your life with such a big city and such a big state as Arkansas?
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. There's been a couple of stations that have got their grants to go to FM up here. CKKW has been on 1090 for a long time and was on 1320 before that in the Twin City area of Kitchener and Waterloo. They've got their grant to go to FM 99.5. 1460 CJOY in Guelph has also got theirs, and they will be going to FM. I'm not yet sure of the frequency. Larry Munson retired down in Atlanta after several years of doing University of Georgia football. Great announcer. When I lived in Nashville, he was doing Vanderbilt games on WSM, and also way back when the Nashville Vols were in the old Southern Association, that was a AA baseball league, he was doing their games, including road games by wire recreation back in those great days. Lanny Fratteri is retiring after 33 years of doing Pittsburgh Pirate baseball, and I think he's one of the great ones and deserves to be in the broadcaster's wing of the Hall of Fame. Pennsylvania is just a great state for stations playing country classics. You've got it in Greenville on 940. You got it somewhere else in the same basic area on 1470. I'm not sure which town it's in. I picked up a station on 1260 yesterday, which would have been the 12th of October, that was farther down in Pennsylvania, and they were doing it. And it's just all over the place down there. Lebanon's got a couple of great stations, one on 1510. In fact, they have the call letters of WWSM, believe it or not. And there's one on 1270 that does quite a bit of it. And I just think it's great. I'm getting like Pennsylvania as a state more and more all the time, the time that I spend down there. And I enjoyed Pittsburgh, and I'm looking forward to Allentown next year. Our local station, CKPC 1380 and 92.1 FM, are for sale. So I don't know how long it'll take to get some action on it, but it will be interesting to follow.
And
up.
That is our musings to the members on this edition of the DX Audio Service. Remember, if you have something on your mind, something to say, give us a call today on the action line. We'd also appreciate if you would answer some questions from the musers so Mark and I aren't doing all the dirty work all the time. Telephone number is 360-469-0189. That's for DX Audio Service members only. Keep it brief and to the point so everyone has a chance to speak. Make sure it's relevant, and please, no complaining. Did somebody complain? I don't know. Hey, let's answer one of the questions that we had of our musers from, I believe, Paul Burkhardt. He asked, where do you get an ultralight radio? Well, Paul, I found the Eaton E100 at several locations, and they include Consumer Depot, which is located at www.consumerdepot.com, as the cheapest at $29.99. Amazon had it for $69.99, and some other places had it upwards of $105, so it does pay to do a little shopping around. The Sony SRF M37V, which is a FM-AM weather TV audio radio, keep in mind that's discontinued after February 17th of 2009. It has 25 memory presets, and it was also at Amazon for $38.95. The Sanjian DT200 VX FM Stereo AM TV Audio Digital Tuning Pocket Radio was available from Overstock.com at $57.62, Amazon for $49.95 with free shipping, and C-Crane had it on their website for $54.95. Buy.com has it on their site at $49.99 with free shipping. Universal Radio of Columbus, Ohio has replaced this radio with the new model DT400W. Now, quoting the Universal Radio website, the DT400W is about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it will fit in your shirt pocket and receives AM, FM, and FM stereo plus NOAA weather radio. Features include 19 memories, 90-minute auto shutoff, lock switch, back light display, clock, deep bass boost, belt clip, built-in speaker, stereo mono switch, earphone jack, which is the 3.5 millimeter, and lightweight stereo earplugs. It requires two AA cells not supplied to operate the radio. The coverage is 520 to 1710 kilohertz, 87.5 to 108 megahertz, and the NOAA weather channels. By the way, Universal is a supporter of the National Radio Club and donates highly to our convention auctions. So if you do call them at 800-431-3939, please ask the person you talk to tell Barb or Fred, the owners of Universal, thanks for supporting the radio club, that you really appreciate it. Paul, the Sony SRF39FP seems to have been discontinued. I can't find any reference to that on the web. Now, a radio that I like in the ultralight class is the Sony ICF-SW11. Now, Universal has this radio in stock. It's the analog portable that covers long wave, 141 to 290 kilohertz, medium wave, 525 to 1620 kilohertz. It doesn't get the entire expanded band. It also covers FM and 9 shortwave bands. Now, get this. 4.75 to 5.06, 5.9 to 6.2, 7.1 to 7.35, 9.4 to 9.99, 11.6 to 12.1, 13.57 to 13.87, 15.1 to 15.8, 17.48 to 17.9, and 21.45 to 21.75. Now, indeed, there are a lot of international shortwave broadcasters and fun stuff to listen in those bands. I'm just boggled by how they split it up. FM stereo is featured to the earphone jack only. It does have a 2.25-inch speaker in the radio, wrist strap, LED tuner indicator, a flip stand, and it runs on 3 volts DC input jack and stereo headphone jack. It's a special order from Universal, so call them at 800-431-3939 if you have any questions. By the way, if you do order it, you get a bonus, the Sony shortwave radio list. Oh, by the way, the radio measures 6.4 by 3.7 by 1.4 inches and is 12 ounces, and it comes with a one-year limited warranty. So there you go. There's some ultralight radio suggestions. Regarding the translator question that Tim Hendel asked, in their applications for FM translators, most of the stations cite greatly reduced nighttime coverage due to co-channel interference. Co-channel is on the same frequency as the station. But in one case, daytime interference is given as the reason that the station needs an FM translator. In specific, it mentions the offending station, and I quote, KNGR 1560 in Dangerfield, Texas, is receiving tremendous interference from inside its 2.0 millivolt per meter daytime contour from station KGOW in Bel Air, Texas. Since KNGR cannot be heard without interference, even inside its own city of license during the daytime, we ask the commission to expeditiously grant the request as an emergency motion, unquote. In many cases, cities of license have simply outgrown the station's coverage area. Some directional patterns now miss huge portions of a city's new growth population. As opposed to adding an AM booster, FM translators are now seen as a way to fill in those gaps. All of these stations are licensed as Class D, with a power limited to 250 watts, although a couple exceeded that. None have more than about 700 watts yet. Bill Hale also would like to point out that his local KSKY 660's 3 translators in the AM switch for November may explain a little bit more about the problem and their solution. Now, regarding the station in Alabama wanting to move to Indiana, several stations applied for like moves, that is, a move from a location several states away, most on a different frequency, during the December 2004 Auction 84 application period, which allowed current stations the opportunity for a major change, which is one of those moves that goes from Alabama all the way to Indiana. Plus, it opened the gates for hundreds of applications for new stations. The latter has seen, I would guess, only about 20 stations actually to take to the airwaves so far. However, hundreds more are still in the application stage with the Federal Communications Commission. And if you know of a station we can move to Lima, Ohio, or Sun City Center, Florida, call me. I'm in the book. So is John. Call me.
All right, my friends, here goes. 2008-9 NBA. Atlanta Hawks 790 WQXI, Steve Holman and Dennis Scott. The Boston Celtics, the champs, 850 WEI, Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell. The Charlotte Hornets, Bobcats, make that the Bobcats. 1061 WOLX and Waxhaw. Scott Lauer and Muggsy Bogues, who happened to be the shortest player ever at 5'3". Chicago Bulls, another great year, 1000 WMVP with the Swirsk. Chuck Swirsky, ex-Toronto, with Bill Wellington there. Cleveland Cavaliers, 1100 WTAM, the solo guy at 71, Joe Tate. Detroit Pistons, 1130 DFN, with George Blaha, most likely, and Rick Mahorn. Indiana Pacers, 1070 WFNI, whose ratings went in the toilet after they went sports, but the FM on 93.1 has stayed up in third place, replacing them. It's nice down there, with Mark Boyle and Bob Leonard. Miami Heat moved to 940 WINZ despite reading 610. I know they went to WINZ. Mike Inglis and John Crotty, I'm sure Mike Lance will say something if they moved, but they probably didn't. Or Don Finney, 1140 WQBA with Jose Pinella is the Spanish voice. 620 WTMJ with Ted Davis in home games with Dennis Krause. 1050 WEPN will do the New York Knicks games with Gus Johnson, Mike Crispino, and John Andreese. And Spanish on 1280 WADO, while the New Jersey Nets across the river will be on 660 WFAN, Chris Carino and Tim Capstraw. And in case of a conflict, they go to 1130 BBR, or if there's a double conflict, they'll go to 1190 LIB. The Orlando Magic on 580 WDBO, Dennis Newman, Richie Adubedo. Spanish 1030 WONQ, Joey Colon, Raymond Rivas. Philadelphia 76ers on 610, The Whip, and with Tom McGinnis and Todd McCulloch. In case of a conflict with the Flyers, they go to 1210 PHT. And the Toronto Raptors on 590 CJCL with Paul Jones and Eric Smith. And next is the Western Conference, Dallas Mavericks, 103.3 KESN out of Allen with Chuck Cooperstein and Bob Ortega. Spanish 1270 KFLC, Victor Villalaba. Denver has moved to 1510 KCKK out of Littleton with Jerry Schemmel going solo. Golden State 680 KNBR, the West Coast powerhouse, Tim Roy and Jim Barnett. Next, the Houston Rockets on 610 KILT, the Big Kilt with Craig Ackerman. In Spanish, 920 KYST, Agent Chavaria. Los Angeles Clippers on 710 KSPN, Brian Seaman, some games, Ralph Lawler and Mike Smith. Spanish 1010 KIQO with Hippolito Gamboa. The Lakers on 570 KLAC, Spiro Dinas and Michael Thompson. Spanish 1330 KWKW, Fernando Gonzalez. Memphis in blues country, the Grizzlies. I can remember them from their ABA days out there even 30-odd years ago. 1035 WRBO, Como, Mississippi. Eric Hazeltine, Hank McDonald, and Elliot Perry. The Minnesota T-Wolves, 1130 KFAN, Alan Horton and Kevin Lynch. The New Orleans, the Hornets, 1067 KMEZ out of suburban Port Sulphur with Sean Kelly and Jerry Valancourt. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the ex-Seattle Supersonics, 98.1 WWLS, the only station that would take them up. And Mad Pinto at the mic. Phoenix Suns, 620 KTAR, Al McCoy, Tim Kempton there. And Spanish, 1480 KPHX, Art Ochoa, Gerardo Romo. Portland Trailblazers, 750 KXL, Brian Wheeler and Antoine Harvey. Sacramento Kings, 1140 KHTK, Gary Gerald. Spanish, 99.9 KRCX, Marysville, Armando Botello. And finishing up here, we got the Salt Lake City, Utah Jazz on 11-13-20 KFNZ, Rod Hundley and Tom Nasalki, and 98.7 KBEE. And the San Antonio Spurs on 1200, the big one, 1200 WOAI, Bill Schoening, Spanish, 1350 KCOR, Paul Castro, and did I miss one? Yeah, the Washington Wizards, I believe on 980 WTEM with Dave Johnson, as they were last year. And that wraps it up for now. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next month, and I might even throw some readings at you next time for the holiday season. So long for now.
Thanks, Ken. And before we wrap up this DX Audio Service for yet another month and get ready to turn over the calendar for yet another year, I'd just like to quickly remind you that if you'd like to give a gift to the DX Audio Service this holiday season, not only can you give a gift, but you can get one as well. And we got a great deal for you this month. This month only, you can give a gift to the DX Audio Service and get 2 months off your DX Audio Service. So not only do you give the DX Audio Service to somebody, but you get 2 months of your subscription added on free of charge. If you sign up 2 new members to the DX Audio Service, we'll give you 4 months. If you sign up 3 members, we'll give you 6 months. Up to 3 members, please. That's our limit. So if you'd like to give a gift and get one as well, contact me here at the DX Audio Service or just send in the name of the person that you would like to give it to, and we'll sign them up to the DX Audio Service and let them know that you thought so much about them that you subscribed them to this great magazine. That's it. That's all. There is no more. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out and support Radio